Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
I want to read from Mary Schmeek's column in the Tribune. A few months after Scott, this is on the front page of the Trib today. A few months after Scott Enriquez died unexpectedly, at the age of 50, several of his friends bought him a ginkgo tree. They paid $500 to the Chicago Park District to have the young tree planted on a stretch of open lakefront land next to the Waveland Clock Tower. As part of the exchange, they received a bound certificate bearing a gold seal from the Park District's Green Deed Program. May this tree be visited in the years to come by your wife, your children, and your children's children, the deed said. Enriquez's wife and children did visit the tree often, on hot summer days and snowy winter ones, on his birthday and the anniversary of his death. It was a peaceful spot, edged by a low stone wall, and it felt secluded despite the adjacent city golf course. Scott's tree, as his family called it, was still young when 3 years later it was joined by another Green Deed memorial tree. This one, a linden planted for Paul LeBreton. LeBreton had grown up next door to the Enriquez's, the two families so close that they ate together, gardened together, and cared for each other's kids. Paul said his first word to Scott. One night when Paul was 25, he was in a car crash on the Indiana Toll Road, and he died. It seemed only right that his memorial tree be planted next to his old neighbor's. For more than 20 years, Scott's ginkgo and Paul's linden grew 6 feet, 10 feet, 25 feet and higher. Leaves burst open in the spring, fell in the fall. And if the passing joggers, walkers, and golfers, the trees were only trees to the families involved, they were more like reincarnations. So it was with heartsick dismay one day last week that Lori LeBreton, Paul's mother, opened an email from the Green Deed Program. The trees were going to be cut down to make way for a putting green. She had not even finished the email before she started to cry. There had been no public discussion about the fate of these two Green Deed trees, just a notification. Mary Schmeek writes that when I inquired, the park district official told me that the district is aware of the issue and is communicating with the families. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Lori LeBreton is the mother of that young man who died, in whose name a tree is still there. Lori, you're on the air. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, John. Thanks for covering this.
Well, I'm glad that Mary Schmeek brought it up. I'm sorry for the loss of your son, and I'm sorry that the Park District doesn't seem to want to honor a contract or respect what this is all about. Can you tell us what the latest is? Have they come to their senses on this?
They've offered us a couple of options. One is that they redo the putting green area to preserve the trees. That's not for sure. It's not sure that they can do that, but it's a possibility. And then the other is to plant trees in a new spot. And they're offering us, they said, 5 trees for each tree that they're about to chop down.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to... Go ahead.
Yeah. We don't know what we want. I mean, I know what I want.
I want to
save Paul's tree, and I want to save Scott's tree, and I'm just heartbroken that beautiful, beautiful spot is going to be not available to everybody anymore.
If they move the golf putting green around the tree, but they still put it near the tree, Mary writes that kind of ruins the sanctity of what you've been enjoying there. Is that your thought about that?
Yes, absolutely, my God. You can't really, until you've been there, you can't imagine how lovely it is. It's, the clock tower is to the west, and then there's a stone wall with a Japanese gate to the east, and beyond that is the lake. It's gorgeous.
I know it is. I've been there many times. I walk by there often. I would walk my dog through that area. It's a busy place. I didn't appreciate everything you've just told me, but it doesn't take, you don't have to have been there to understand what we're talking about. I can't believe that they would say, here's the tree that you paid $500 for, you planted in perpetuity so that you can all come there and remember these people. And then they say, we're going to cut it down for a putting green. And the business that we're not sure if we can put the putting green someplace else. Oh, yes, you can. You can put a putting green on Mars. Don't put the putting.
And that's a good idea.
Lori, I'll tell them to. I will advocate for you here on the radio, in private or in public. I just, this is to me so fixable. There's a lot of land in Chicago's Park District, and there's plenty of land over there. They can put the putting green somewhere else.
I agree completely. You know, I should tell you that I was halfway through the email and I burst into tears. And I thought, oh, maybe you're overreacting. So I called Shigeo. We were 2 minutes into the conversation and she burst into tears.
The other mother, yeah. Or wife, right?
And I mean, they mean a tremendous amount to us and to our children and to our friends. And it's just a very, very sad story.
Well, will you do me this favor then, Lori? Let's you and I stay in touch. Before that tree gets cut down, keep us apprised of what's going on. And like I said, if we can advocate for you in any way, let us know, because this is fixable. And the fix is not cutting down the tree.
Thank you.
All right, Lori, anything else you'd like to...
Right.
Is there anything else you'd like to pass along right now?
Well, just to let Paul and Scott's friends know, we're working on this, and we're doing our very best, and it looks like we've got some nice help.
It's a really well-written piece. Your picture appears, as long as the certificate, in the Chicago Tribune today, Mary Schmeek's piece, and we'll continue to stay in touch with Lori LeBreton. Okay, Lori, our best to you. It's 11:28, and the Enriquez, well, both families, really, the LeBretons and the Enriquezes.